USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is honoring the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., speaking virtually during the annual Blessed Community Service at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. Biden says the United States is still in need of the message King delivered in his final sermon.
Let's remember that the final call of Dr. King, which was, let us move on in these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be. That's our charge.
Former Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes the nation is still on track to have the majority of Americans vaccinated for COVID-19 by the summer. Azar saying despite the slow rollout, 50 million doses have been made available and 14 million Americans have gotten their first shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Many across the country are celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on Monday.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is a federal holiday in the United States, marking the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. It is observed on the third Monday of January every year.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
King was the main spokesperson for nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state law. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Mega Millions and Powerball lotteries just keep growing. No one winning Saturday's Powerball jackpot, meaning $730 million, is up for grabs on Wednesday. Before that, the Mega Millions estimated prize of $850 million will be drawn again for Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Security in and around Washington, D.C. remains tight.
The nation's capital is on lockdown as Washington, D.C. prepares for Wednesday's inauguration, but some security experts are warning that state capitals across the country are at more of a risk for violence than the nation's capital. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Swecker tells Fox News that the state capitals could be the softer targets for those intending on committing violence on Inauguration Day.
I'm more concerned, really, about what's happening in our nation's capital, the capitals of the states, the capital cities. I think those are going to be the softer targets for people who don't want to travel to D.C., understand that it's buttoned down. And then that is a hit or miss proposition when it comes to the police departments and whether they're enabled and funded and capable of dealing with that kind of problem.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The former Secretary of Health and Human Services says the United States is still on pace to have a majority of Americans vaccinated by the summer. Alex Azar telling Fox News,
14 million have been, as of Friday, actually administered. There was always going to be a ramp up here, okay? It was always going to be part of scaling up, but the key is having those doses available.
Azar believes 250 million vaccine doses should be distributed by the end of April, saying as more states expand vaccine eligibility and administration sites, the number of people vaccinated will rise quickly. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.